Let there be joy in our coming together. Let there be truth heard in the words we speak and the songs we sing. Let there be help and healing for our disharmony. Let there be silence for the voice within us and beyond us. Let there be joy in our coming together. With these words, I'm very happy to welcome you to our service on this very, as Gary pointed out, crisp, beautiful fall day. It's good to see all of you here, to see so many of you here. This being the first Sunday of the month, we invite our children from our church school to be with us for the first part of the service, and so we extend our special welcome to them. A special welcome also to those of you who are visiting with us, particularly on this open house Sunday when we seek to introduce ourselves to people who may want a little more information about us, know who we are and what this thing called Unitarian Universalism is. In that spirit, I invite you also to come join us for coffee and conversation after the dining room, in the dining room. And if you are new and would like to, say, pick up some more information, please stop by our newcomers table. Someone will be glad to meet and greet you there and answer your questions. As I say, on this open house Sunday, we extend a special welcome to all who are here for the first time. I'd like to make two additional invitations to you today, some of which they've both been alluded to in our announcement time. Following this service, we will be having a service just behind, either one of these doors, right directly behind me, to dedicate our memorial garden, which was completed just a few weeks ago. We thought this was such a significant occasion that we wanted to make an official thing of it. And Dick Whitthew, who is the chair of the cemetery committee, will be heading that up. Once you've got a chance to go to the dining room and get a little bit of coffee, we'll ring a bell and make an announcement, and then as many of you would like to come, you're invited to come join us just behind the sanctuary here. Then, as also said, I invite as many of you as can attend Jackie Clement's ordination at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the First Parish Church in Littleton, Massachusetts. We had a very delightful time with Jackie here for the 2 years that she spent with us, and I know that many of you want to be with her on what is a very significant and joyous occasion in her life. I think you know how to get there very quickly. Just Route 3 down to 495 in Lowell, 495 south to where you see the exit for the Littleton Common. It's the First Parish Church. It sits right there on the green. Like I said, service starts at 3. You might want to get there a little early because there will be some parking challenges. So 3 o'clock for Jackie today. As we do on the first Sunday of each month, we invite one of our church school classes to light our chalice. It'll be done by our 7th grade class today.
Testing.